Bob, right now it is time to bring in Mike Cossey. Where were you Friday?
Under the weather. I didn't wake up till 2 o'clock.
All right.
I was up all night.
Well, are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm good. But Friday was hell. Whew.
Well, we couldn't go. We can't go over your. Well, we can go over your picks, even though you didn't get them on the air.
There's no picks.
No picks.
Mm-mm.
No picks. All right. So
now, I mean, I could redboard and say, yeah, I had every winner. So, no picks.
So now every major Yankee star is on the sideline, basically.
Well, I guess they need to take a new look at their training program.
You look at the starting lineup, and everybody's on the old sideline.
Yeah, I watched the game yesterday, and every starter was who?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And they managed to raise their record to 11-10.
That real good pitched game yesterday, Paxton.
Oh boy, was
but
good.
The pen imploded.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing they were playing Kansas City; they were able to come back and win. But even Chapman was in trouble in the ninth inning, so it was. It was 10th inning, rather. It was entertaining. At least it was entertaining, but it was a game they should have had locked up, but they didn't. So there's a little bit of concern there.
They say it's a long season, but when you have every one of your starting, not nine, because only one of the pitchers is not, but your starting eight is on the sideline. I haven't remembered seeing this ever happen to a Yankee team before.
There's a lot of teams that got to have a lot of guys hurt. It's their whole program now. There's no downtime for these guys. They play the season. They might be shut down for maybe 2 weeks. Then they're right back at it again all winter long. They show up to spring training already in shape. It's too much. The body breaks down. A body needs time to rejuvenate. You have to give yourself a little time on the shelf, a little R&R, and not 2 weeks, more than that. So the entire training regimen for Major League Baseball is wrong, and people are going to say you don't know what you're talking about. Well, just look at all the teams with all the injuries. It's not working. This new baseball does not work. You need to go back to what the way it works. Are you kidding me?
Too early.
Time for tough choices for the Red Sox to make as far as roster moves go. Are you nuts? Why do these guys have to? They're five games behind. Major League Baseball dealt the Red Sox a bad card this year. They've played 22 games. 16 of them are on the road. And you're talking about a team that needs to bust up the team already? Are you out of your mind? These guys just love to throw dirt on people. I hope the Red Sox come back and win the American League East for no other reason except for the extra stupid sports network to eat crow. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. If you look at all the games home and away, there's a big discrepancy in the Red Sox. Not many others, but in the Red Sox. I think the other team that has it is the Cubs. But why is this happening? Maybe because the season started March 24th.
That's crazy.
Baseball needs to take a look at things and change it.
All right. Where else do you want to go now?
Hockey.
All right, go to hockey. Hey.
The Islanders are getting a nice rest.
And look,
beautiful rest.
And the Knights win. They came back to win their series.
No, they didn't.
Didn't?
Nope, they lost last night in overtime 2-1. That's going to a Game 7. Boston beat Toronto. That's going to a Game 7.
Wow.
They'll be playing Tuesday night. And tonight there's two Game 6s between the Capitals and Carolina and Nashville and Dallas. So a lot of teams are going deep in this first round, but not the Islanders.
All right. What's up with the Nets are in trouble now.
Are they still playing?
They're down 3-1.
Oh, well.
Their next game. Why would their next game?
I watched a little bit of basketball this weekend, very little bit of basketball this weekend. The difference between the pro game and the college game is light years.
Why would the Nets their next game not be till Thursday?
It's the NBA.
Jesus, that's crazy.
That's the NBA. The NBA is a joke. Remember when they start the finals, it takes 3.5 weeks to play?
It's just crazy.
No, the Nets play tomorrow.
That's good. I'm glad because this said my thing with Google Sports said they were going to play 4:25, April 25th.
No, they play 8 o'clock on the 23rd.
All right, jeez, I stand myself.
But that's the NBA. They stretch things out forever.
Jeez. All right. What else is up in sports?
Not much.
I know.
Covered baseball. We covered some hockey. Speaking to friends at the track this weekend, the Kentucky Derby is more open than the Holland Tunnel.
so it's better's paradise then.
Oh, anniversaries, birthdays, whatever numbers you got this year, play them. I'm telling you.
And when is the Kentucky Derby?
A week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Saturday, yeah. Not from
yep, a week from Saturday. What, 12 days from today?
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yep, and if you have a guess, folks, send it in, because it'll be just as good as anybody else's.
Well, that means there'll be a lot of horses on the track.
Well, there's always 20. There's always 20 in the race, no matter what. But this year, because of the point system and everything else they have of horses that were expected to do good didn't, so they didn't get points to be in it. It's a real quagmire this year, and anything could happen this year. I'd like to see a superfecta of 16, 17, 18, and 19. That'll blow up the board.
No Triple Crown winner this year?
No, not a chance.
We're getting spoiled.
Not this year.
See, we're getting spoiled.
That's the way it goes. I mean, even in the 70s when you had a couple of them and you rattle them off, but this year is some lean times. Let me tell you something. Everybody, you're going to be seeing, Omaha Beach. Yeah, okay, good, Omaha Beach. I'll book all bets on Omaha Beach, folks. Send your money to the radio station.
That's right. All right. Well,
that's what you should do this year. You need money for the station? You should book bets on the Derby. You're not going to lose, that's for sure.
We'd lose our license, that's all.
You got to be quiet about it.
Yeah, it's hard. All right, I'll speak with you tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care. Mike Cosi with a check on sports. Yeah, it's just what I need to do. Run a betting operation out of the station.